This is Dr. Rita Marie, and I'm excited to share with you some of the preliminary results, actually almost final results, of my glucose testing meter testing. And my fingers are a little bit sore. I've tested hundreds of times over the last couple of days and then a bunch of times in the month previous to this, and I just wanted to really get some accurate results. So I've got laid out in front of me some of the top meters. I've eliminated one. The True Balance meter was awful. And when I talked to the manufacturer, they agreed with that. So that'll be on the chart. I'll have it listed as one you should avoid. But I'm going to start with my tried and true, my favorite, which in all the testing that I did, this True to Go, and also the True results as well. I didn't test it as thoroughly, but the True to Go, I have multiples of these. I have like five of these, and I tested, I think I tested three of them consistently side by side with all the other meters. And what I found was, is that not only is it consistent from meter to meter within a few points, but it's also consistent within itself, which is the super important part. So if I went in less than 5 minutes and I tested myself five times in a row, it was all within a small percentage of deviation. Every now and then there'd be one off, but very consistent. Whereas the other meters I tested, not so much, not so consistent, and also not so consistent from one meter to the next. So I'll be giving you a chart which describes all of the results, but I want to go through and I want to show you each meter, tell you some of the pros and cons that I've found, and actually show you how they work. So this is the True to Go. It's actually the meter part is this top piece, and it hooks on to the glucose strip bottle like that, and then you pop it open like this. Most of the time when you get it, it does come with this little neoprene sleeve that you can put it in, and then you have a place where you can put the Lansing device. So that's what you'd be able to carry around with you, so it's very portable. So the upside is reliability, very consistent from one reading to the next, small, portable. The strips are inexpensive. I've gotten them for as little as, I think, $13 for 100 of them. More likely, well, $13, yeah, no, I've not gotten them that cheap. It was $13 for 50. I think I've gotten them as low as $18 for 100. But usually they're in the $25 range for 100 strips, which is really good. However, the downside is they've discontinued it. So it turns out I did a lot of research and investigation, and what I discovered was that the reason they discontinued it was that the FDA put out a warning. Apparently, the technology they use for the strips will give a false reading if someone is on a medication that has these other types of sugars in it. And the way that it's set up, it will not differentiate between those sugars. So the downside of that is really only for someone who's on those medications and they're on insulin, because they're managing their level of insulin based on the reading from the meter. So if the meter is giving them a false high and they're actually in a hypoglycemic state, that could be problematic. And that's the only reason that these meters got discontinued. It's the older technology and they've replaced it with a newer technology. Unfortunately, none of the newer ones are as good or as reliable. So my top recommendation is this is an excellent meter. And if you can find it, buy it, and buy as many strips as you can. Just make sure that they are dated, as this one is, for far into 2019 as you can. So this one is 2019-5-18, okay? So that's the thing. And I have, like I said, seven of these at least. So if one breaks, I've got another one to fall back on. I think I've paid anywhere from $10 to $20. Oftentimes when you buy them in the store, there's a rebate coupon and you get your money back for the meter. You just have to pay for the strips. So if you can get them, there are some stores, Walgreens, CVS, Long's Drugs that have them. We'll have lists of anything that we found in there, but you're going to have to do your own investigation to see if you can find them. There are still a few places online that sell them, and you want to make sure that you can get the test strips. My goal is to start investigating and see if I can find a distributor that has a whole bunch of them with their proper dates out in the future, not a 2017 date, so that we can buy a whole bunch of them and have them to be able to make available. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's just my goal and my dream. I hope that works. So that's the True2Go. The way that it works is very simple. Once you get it and you put on the lid like that, you pop it open when you want to test, you pull out a strip, and then you make sure you close it because they're very sensitive to air. And you stick your strip in, and what you're going to get is this little, it kind of looks like a little drop of blood that shows up there. And when that starts flashing, you're ready to test. So you take out your lancet. You have to make sure that you replace the lancet with a new, I forget how to do this. I don't do it very often. Okay, you have to open it up. There we go. You pull the bottom and you open it up. That's the little needle. You replace the needle with a fresh one. They claim you should do it every time. You do what you feel is right. You do what is recommended. I don't always remember to replace it every time. In fact, sometimes I don't replace it for a while. You put a new one in, and they always come with these little covers. I save the old covers, and I put it on when I take one out. I put the new cover from the one I just did on the old needle, and then that way I can dispose of them safely. Best to dispose of them in a sharps container, or if not, you can take it, put the little cover on it, and then wrap it in some paper towel or whatever and throw it in the trash. All right, so you have to make sure if there's any time elapse between the time you put the strip in and you started it that you still have that flashing blood drop, because if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're going to get an error. And you'll have to replace the strip. And, you know, they cost about 25 cents a strip or a little bit less. You take a finger. You've already washed your hands. And so you take the finger. I like to pull the skin a little bit taut. Put the lancet against it. Don't press too hard, but a firm pressure. Press the button on the lancet. You get a drop of blood. I don't have to show you my drop of blood. I don't want you to pump the finger. You just give it a little squeeze. And then you put the edge into the blood, and it sucks it up. It's a drawing mechanism. Wipe your finger on a paper towel or something, and I got a note of 88, okay? I just recently drank a green smoothie, so that's my after green smoothie measurement. When you're done, you pull out and you put it aside. I, again, like to wrap those in that same tissue. Make sure, because it's blood. It is blood product. You don't want to just throw it in your trash. But, you know, it's you care for it the same way you would if you had a cut, you bled, you had some bloody paper towels, you throw them away. You really should be careful about that as well. This is the companion to the True2Go. This is like the desktop model of the True2Go. It's called the True Result. This was Walgreens, and Walgreens has branded and private labeled these. Don't know if you can still get them at Walgreens. I haven't been there to look recently, but it's certainly worth a try. Walgreens, CVS, I don't know if Target has a pharmacy or any of your chains that have a pharmacy, you might be able to still get these meters, okay? You probably don't want to buy the strips at the pharmacy because they usually charge a fortune for them. Like a bottle of the 100, well, they come in 250s, but a pack of 100 is usually close to $100, at least 75. And if you buy the pack of 50, actually I think I paid $57 once, but before I knew how to do this, $57 for this bottle of 50, now you can get them for less than $12 on Amazon. But they're not so available anymore, so you have to be a detective and hunt. We'll give you as many links as we can find in the spreadsheet, but, you know, no guarantees. This one works similarly. You're using the same test strips as you do the True2Go. You pull it out, the strip, you stick it in the meter, it turns itself on. These run out of battery, but they do have replacement batteries that you can get to put in the back of the unit. I like to set it down while I'm doing my cocking of the lancet. I could use the same finger or a different finger. You're going to see me do this multiple times here. It doesn't hurt unless you do it 100 times in a day. That sometimes does. So I'm going to do the same thing where I stick it in too. And then I'm going to wait for it to read. I'm going to wipe my finger off. And 92. So it's pretty close. That was 88 and 92. I could keep track of these and write them in my spreadsheet, but I'll not do that right now in lieu of finding a good amount of time or being more efficient. This one is the Bayer. It's called the Bayer Contour Next EZ. The Bayer Contour Next EZ. I got this one on Amazon, and it works quite well. It's fairly close to the other two. It's got the strips in bottles of 50. That seems to be consistent that that's how they're sold. And it's similar to the True Result. You make sure you put the end that's intended to go in, and it usually kind of looks electronic-like. You stick it in, push it in firmly until you get a reading, and it flashes. It has a drop of blood, but it also flashes the little strip. Not sure if it's going to be readable on the video because we're not that close. So, same thing, and you can see I'm just using the same one over and over. You can choose to change it each time. One thing I will let you know is there are these numbers, so gauges. So if you have a really callous finger, you may need a higher number, and I don't, so I use the 1, okay? But it can goes all the way up to 5, and at 5 it will hurt if you, unless you have nice, thick, callous fingers. I usually do 1. If I can't get through, then I'll raise it up. I'm going to do a different finger. I'm going to press. I'm going to do one little squeeze, and sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. Same sort of thing. I'm just going to put it into the droplet, and it beeps when it recognizes it. It counts down. This one counts down from 5 to 1, and this gives me a number of 89. So you can see they're all closely related. So actually, the Bayer is actually my next. If you can't get the Go, the True to Go, or the True Result with the True Test strips, then my next favorite is this Bayer Contour. And the strips, again, are fairly inexpensive. They're about 25 cents each. You can usually buy them in bulk on Amazon or other online retailers. Now pull that out, putting them aside. The next meter I'm going to show you is what the company, Trividia, which is the company that makes the True to Go, used to be called Nipro, and they sold the company. But there's two meters that are the replacements. The True Metrics Go is the replacement for the True to Go. You can see they look fairly similar, right? They come with their little neoprene holder. And the True Metrics is the replacement for the True Results. You can see they look quite similar, right? They don't act the same. I've been testing for days. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to go back and retest on these and give you another analysis once I've got the new strips. So when I talked to one of the reps at the company yesterday, she said that the number on, when I gave her the number, the lot number and the expiration number on my strips, it's a 1T. This was $16.79, the ones I had in there yesterday because I used that bottle up and put this new one in, was $15.00. She said the 1500s to the 1700s were not as reliable. But maybe this one is. Maybe she said the 1500s. I don't recall. I'll have to go look at my notes. But definitely the one I was testing and did all these tests on was a 1590, and that one wasn't as reliable. So she's going to send me brand new numbers, and they have a further out expiration date. And she said the ones she's sending me are up in the 2000s as far as the lot number, MT, whatever. So she did say that this lot number wasn't as available. So if you have actually bought a True Metrics and you're running some, you know, numbers and they don't seem real consistent, or if the number on the bottle where it says MT, lot number MT, if that number is less than 2,000, I would go ahead and call the company and find out if those are considered reliable. Because she said she was going to send me some replacement strips. So that's good. And she's also going to send me a label, and all I have to do is send it back. So they're very friendly and very reliable and very nice when you call them on the phone. So what I'm going to do is take out two strips, and I'm going to test the two of these at the same time. So I've got two strips. I'm putting them down gently on a piece of clean cotton towel, and I'm going to put one in. This looks very similar, like I said, to the True to Go and the True Results. You stick them in. The strips are a little bit thinner. The meter is a little bit smaller. The bottle is a little bit narrower, just because I guess the strips are. So I'm waiting for I got the little thing on there. I'm waiting on this one. This one I didn't get it on, so I'm going to, because I put it in wrong. The strip, usually the spot that looks very much like electronics, is the one that you put in the meter, and the one at the other end, which has a little kind of like a place where the blood pulls up, is the one that doesn't. It won't work if you put it in wrong. So I put this in correctly. Now it beeped. Now I've got two of them, and now I could either test it with one drop of blood on both of them. If I get a big enough droplet of blood, and if I don't, then I'll do two fingers. So I'm going to go for, I'm going to pull it taut a little bit so that I can get more likely get a good, and push it, and then just do a little squeeze, and I didn't get very much. So I'm going to skip that one. That's not even enough. And I'm going to go to my pinky, and I got a good size drop of blood. I'm going to put it in the True Metrics Go. And the True Metrics. And I didn't have enough blood to do both, so I got an error. And the error you might get is an E something, E2, E4, E6. That's good. I wasted a strip. This one says 90, so far it's right in line with all the rest of them, which is really good. So it might be that I had a bad batch of strips. Yay! And so I can't wait to test more with these strips and with the new ones that she sends me to find out if indeed I get better results. And this might be a good alternative. I tell you, the way that I test to make sure that the thing is reliable is I test it 5 times in a row. And sometimes when I've tested these, I've been fasting and I've got like an 88, 112, 90, a whole bunch of different ranges. And really, I should be getting within a few points of each other. So I'm going to test with the True Metrics. We're going to see what I get. Okay. And see what that one says. So all these numbers have been right in the, 88 to 90, 92-ish range. So 93. So it's a little higher. But I'm going to do another test of these for reliability, and we'll make sure that on my new strips, maybe I'll have a different recommendation. Because so far, my recommendation, if you can't get the True to Go or the True results, is this Bayer. Or if you like, I really like this Dario. So let me tell you more about this Dario and why I think it's cool. Problem with the Dario is it is a little bit more expensive. And the only way you can get the strips at 25 cents-ish, that's kind of my ballpark, 25 cents a strip, not less, is to purchase on a subscription basis. And they have a subscription basis where you can actually get them to send you 100 strips a month, 200 strips a month, whatever you want, but you have to be on the subscription basis to get the good price. Otherwise, they're a little more expensive. But wait till you see this. This is so freaking cool. I can't believe how cool this thing is. Okay, this is it. This is the meter, the strips, and the lancet, all in one thing. So let me show you how it works. You need an iPhone for this. That's the other downside to it. And I can't actually, I can't show you this one, how it works, because it actually has to plug in my iPhone, and my iPhone is what's taking this picture. But I will do another demo, and maybe I'll get somebody with a regular video camera to add to this, to this section. But let me just show you how it works. You don't need to actually see it. So in here are the strips. In here is the meter. You pull the meter out, you see that little stalk there? That goes into your phone. It's only for the iPhone and the iPad right now. They only have an iOS application right now. So I put that in, then I pop out one of my strips, and yeah, the next three are for my iPhone. Then I pop out one of my strips, okay? And this is, assuming this is in the phone itself, I stick this strip in, and it reads, it says, okay, now put a drop of blood right on the screen of the phone, and then you test the blood the same way I've shown you before, and then it reads right on your phone. It says, oh, it's an 83, and you have the option to save it or not save it. You also have the option to say when this was. You can say it was before breakfast, after breakfast, before lunch, after lunch. And there's a whole bunch of other tracking things that they have in there for you. So that's it. Now, let me show you the lancet. So I'm just going to put this back in, and I'll put the strip back in, because I don't want it out too long, because if it's out in the air too long, it might give me a hard time and not work the next time. So I'm going to put it back in. And watch this. This end here is the lancet. So I can actually show you how that works. You pull it out, you pull the needle out, and then you replace it back in there. Put a new one back in there. And the way that it works is you pull this back, you cock it, you hear a click, you let go, and then to to do the needle, you put your finger over the little hole, and then you press the button. I'm not going to do it now because it'll save my finger since I can't test it. I love it because that's all you have to carry. It's all in one. The downside is you need an iPhone to do it. The downside is if you're using your iPhone for something else like I am now, you can't use it for that. But it's really cool. It's sleek. Expense-wise, it's a little more expensive to buy the unit, although they do have a special on where you can get the unit with hundreds of four little packets of the strips for about $40. So that's really cheap, 100 strips plus a unit for $40. The replacements, like I said, are a little higher on Amazon. They're a little more. They're probably like $30, $35 to get 100 strips, which isn't bad. It's not bad. It's just I kind of like my 25 cents or less as my ballpark. Let me just show you how this works. You basically, these containers, let's see if I can get it out. There we go. So this is a container. They come in a little cellophane bag. You open the bag, you take it out, and then you just put the container right into the gadget, and you can carry this around. Very cool. All right. The next one is very cool also, but it requires an iPhone or an Android. So either way, it has to be a smartphone, and there's an app. And you're basically going to do the same sort of thing. You're going to stick the little stalk into your phone, and then it will come up with all the stuff, and then it reads it. Now let me show you. With this one, let's see if I have it here. Yeah, this one came with this really cool lancet, but it's also much bigger. So it's not, it's not tremendous. If you have a big purse or backpack you carry around, no big deal. The thing I like about this is it also has the numbers. They're at the end, and all you do is turn like that. To replace the needle, you pop this ends open, you pull the needle out, and you put a new needle in. And the way that you cock it is here, is you turn it till you hear a pop and then you see the button pop. Then you press the button, okay, and then you cock it again. So it's a really nice little lancet. I kind of like it, and it works just fine. And I always recommend that you get the highest gauge needles, which are going to be the thinnest needles that you can, unless, of course, you're a construction worker and you have these really thick, callous fingers, in which case those might just bend when they try to go in. So that's that. And that comes with it. The Bayer comes with a kind of space age looking lancet as well. It comes with one that looks like this. And you basically pull this bottom part to cock it, and then you press this big button in the middle. Okay? And you change the thing by just popping off this top part. So, you know, your choice, but you can always get lancets separately, lancing devices and lancets. The lancets are very inexpensive. They're usually like, $6 or $7 for 100. And especially if you don't change them each time, maybe you change it once a day or every week or whatever you decide to do, they don't cost very much. And all the devices usually come with lancets. And I've got drawers full. I have hundreds and hundreds of lancets. Okay? If you're sharing a device, if you're sharing a unit, you don't want to share a lancing device because you can get remnants of your blood on it and you can pass it around. So in that case, if you're going to be sharing it with a lot of folks, like if everybody in your family is going to be using the same one and you don't want to buy individual lancing devices, they do have disposables. We use the disposable lancing devices at our events. So when we leave out our equipment and we allow people to do, like at our Spring and Vitality event, which you guys get invited to, we usually teach people how to do this and show them the different equipment and just leave a station out so you can test yourself throughout the weekend, which is really cool. But if you're going to do that, we need the little disposables, or you need to use your own because you don't want to pass blood products around. So that's that. That goes with this one, with the Bayer. Okay, and this one goes here. Now, there's a last one that I want to share with you and show you, and that's the iHealth, I think they call it the iHealth Supreme or Ultra or something like that. We'll have it in the chart. But it's a Bluetooth-enabled device, and what you do is you turn it on. You hold the button down to turn it on, and the battery went dead, darn. Yeah, I just tested it again. Okay, so you turn it on, and then you have to connect it via the Bluetooth app on your iPhone. And it goes iPhone or Android. It has an app. You download it free from the App Store, and it keeps track of all your cool stuff as well. So it's really nice to have the app. So the two of these work together. It's the same company. They use the same set of strips. And it has this little code at the top. So you can, when you first open a new bottle of these, it takes a scan reading, and it tells you how long they're going to last for. And it'll warn you if you're getting to the end of the expiration date. It'll also warn you when the bottle's getting low because it's keeping track. Okay, so that's a really cool feature. The downside is they're not all that reliable. They were the second least reliable of all the ones I tested. So when I did the 5 times in 5 minutes test, there was a range sometimes of up to 20 or 30 points, which is way not acceptable to me. And I did it 2 or 3 times for each one. The other thing that was not real cool was that it was sometimes 20 to 30 points higher than some of these others. Sometimes it was only 5 to 10, but sometimes it was 20 to 30 points higher than the other meters. That's not acceptable. So as much as I love the convenience and the sleekness of having something like this that plugs into any kind of phone, an Android or an iPhone, I can't really recommend it because it's not, it doesn't work real well. And the other one that I'm not even showing you here, I have it upstairs, but I tested it over and over and it was really horrifically unreliable, was the True Balance meter. And when I talked to the rep from the company, she basically said, yeah, that's an old meter. It's been around for 10 years, and they don't even promote it anymore. There's just certain places, certain distributors that still buy it, but she doesn't recommend it. So I'm going to have it on the list so you can stay away from it, but I'm not going to recommend it. Now, if there are other meters out there that I haven't tested, the main reason, even if they were way up there on the, hey, these are good meters reviews list, is because of the cost of the replacement strips. Because of the way that we're going to be testing on a regular basis to get our groove and to find our sweet spot, we're going to be testing a lot. And it can be very cost prohibitive if you're having to pay a dollar a strip. A lot of those other companies are not intended for the consumer buying them off insurance, right? Because insurance will cover this, and so they jack up the prices. So there's not the others, there's a lot of others. I haven't tested them just because of the cost. If you are someone who has the ability to get them covered by your insurance, by all means, you can use the reviews that are out there and find one that your company's going to cover. What I'm holding out for and can't wait for them to be reasonable is the continuous monitoring devices. And they have them now, but they're in the $1,000 range. There's also another one that's supposed to be coming out in 2017, and it measures on tears, and another one that measures on saliva. Don't know how that works or whether it's going to be reliable, but it's a lot nicer for people than poking. Just going to say something about the poking. One of the good things to do is to warm your hands up before you do it to increase the blood flow. Right now mine are a little chilly. But the other thing about the poking is, yes, it stings a little bit. It's a little prickly, but it's really not bad. And you get used to it. And most of the people that have been reticent to do it at the start have ended up loving it. All right? So I hope that this was helpful for you. We'll make sure that this information gets loaded onto the site and that when my chart is completed and I get it formatted properly, we'll get it up there so you can review. But I wanted to get this information out to you as soon as I could because a lot of people have been asking because you want to get started and get your glucose meters. So bottom line, if you can get the True to Go or the True Results, those are my top favorites. Discontinued. The strips will only go out to 2019, but that should be plenty to get us through this program and into the future. And if you have to buy a new one in 2019, no worries. You know, there's a lot of options. Okay, it will have been a good $20 well spent. My next recommendations, equally I like, is the Dario and the Bayer in terms of, whoops, reliability and all that. So, oops. The only downside with the Dario is that, well, the two downsides are the Dario is one, you need the app for an iPhone or an iPad. So if you don't have one of those devices, it's not going to be a good choice for you. The other downside to the Dario is the strips are a little more expensive. You can still get them for 25 cents a piece. It actually comes out to be 27, 28 cents a piece when you add shipping, but you have to be on the regular, the monthly subscription service for it. The Bayer, you don't have to, okay? So those are my second choices. And then my third choice, this is still up in the air, would be that I'm going to be testing more with the new strips, and when the manufacturer new strips come, I'm going to be testing more, and I'll let you know. But right now, the TrueMetrics is difficult. The TrueMetrics you can buy online at Amazon. The TrueMetrics Go, the only place we were able to find it is locally in the stores. It's on the site for Trividia, the manufacturer, but there's no place to buy it there. So it may be that they just do it, through the local stores. But we found it at Walgreens here locally. So that's a place that you can try it. And again, make sure when you buy it, well, it doesn't come with strips. So I'm not sure how you make sure when you order the strips that they're the later strips versus the older strips. That's something I will investigate and let you know. Okay, and then this one, which I absolutely love in concept and theory, and I really like their little space-age lancing device, I can't recommend just because it hasn't been reliable up until now.